Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. It is the 8th day of March, 2021. My name is Joanne. Glad you're coming along for just a little bit with me this morning. I had a really cool weekend. I'll tell you what, it was so great, so amazing. We had a women's ministry night at our church. The women's ministry is led by Pastor Maria LaCrone, and she decided that we were going to do something different after the service. We were going to invite women who wanted a little bit more prayer to join us. And so that's what we did. We had a group of women just hang out for a couple of hours after the service and got to see God break some chains off of people. The ministry went into the deep places. We're giving Jesus all the glory and all the praise. But I tell you what, I've just got some amazing things to share with you, just like filled to overflowing. And even now, you know, you're going to be able to experience some of that overflow as you listen. I'm going to talk about a couple of the areas that Holy Spirit ministered in. I was just seeing kind of like this common area. And I think it's the thing that everyone has to process in their own Christian walk. And he just brings us into greater levels of freedom. It's kind of like, you know, the enemy's tactics, they really haven't changed much, okay? And so it's just bringing people into that knowledge of the Lord. You know, it's like scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But I'll tell you what, we're gonna take some grave clothes off of people, you know, in the days ahead, maybe just in the minutes ahead. Okay, so I was just observing what Holy Spirit was doing through this ministry time. First of all, he's bringing women into deeper connection, you know, where they've felt isolated and alone in what they've been going through. They actually experience the loving arms of Jesus bringing them in to what they were meant to encounter, you know, in the body. But two main areas that I'm going to touch on is feeling like you're not enough. And then in the area of wounds and offenses, okay? So this was just something that was expressed more than once where a woman that we were praying for just felt like she just couldn't measure up. She wasn't enough. She wasn't doing enough. And, you know, that's condemnation and that's guilt from the enemy. And if it's never leading you into freedom, I mean, if you're just doing over and over and over, and it's never breaking into freedom, then chances are it's the voice of guilt and condemnation that you're trying to serve. And I'll tell you what, that's a bad master. You know, if it's like you're never enough and you're not doing enough and you can't do it well enough and you're just trying, but can never break free. I'll tell you what, we're going to break that off. In the name of Jesus, because you can never be enough. Never could, even on your best day. On our worst day or our best day, we're never enough. But Jesus was enough for us. Okay, that's what righteousness is. Righteousness is him being enough for us. Because he lived perfectly. He satisfied the requirements that God had placed on all of us. And then he gave us his righteousness. So we're not righteous based on anything that we could do. Even on our best day, if we do everything correctly, he's still our righteousness. Jesus is our enough. And he's the one that brings us into that freedom and that grace. I mean, just breaking off condemnation. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, you have been given his righteousness. You've been given his enough. He makes you enough. The Father accepts you based on what he did. Okay, so, you know, the striving has to end. I mean, it brings an end to our striving where we can just take a deep breath and say, okay, he's my righteousness. I don't have to strive anymore. Okay, so if you're hearing that voice that never brings you into freedom, man, you don't have to obey that master. You don't have to listen to that voice. You don't have to serve that master anymore. Okay, you serve God. All right? Love, freedom, and grace. then you'll be moved into doing the things that God wants you to do. And it'll be with the power of the Holy Spirit, not in the power of your flesh and your striving. Lord's on that. Holy Spirit, you're on that. Break people free. Here's another thing that Holy Spirit was doing through that ministry time. It was healing the wounds and the offenses of the past. And, you know, it's, Jesus said, it is impossible that no offenses should come. Just part of being in a sin-fallen world, we're going to experience offenses. And then there again, we need help being released, you know, from some of that stuff. If you look at the passage in John 11, when Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead, he called him forth from the grave, but then Lazarus was wrapped in the grave clothes and had a cloth over his face. And Jesus said to those around him, loose him and let him go. And here's something about, you know, the things that we struggle with, you know, especially if it's been a wound for years, you know, that we just can't break free from. It's highly possible that you need the body of Christ to remove your grave clothes, okay, to loose you and let you go. Because, I mean, Jesus will raise you from the dead, but he wants the body to unwrap the grave clothes, those things that have wound around and around and around you. Yeah, it's up to your brothers and sisters in Christ to come alongside you and just, you know, rip all that stuff off of you. And what a joy it is. What a joy it is to set our brothers and sisters free. I mean, it's what we're called to, right? We don't shame people for what they've been stuck in for a long period of time. We actually, I mean, there's something that is just compassion within us. We're just compelled to break that stuff off of them so that they can be who they're created to be. Okay, so if you need body ministry, you know, you're needing to be in the body of Christ so they can help unwind your grave clothes. And I tell you what, when anointed moments like what we encountered Saturday night, when Holy Spirit is right there, I mean, he's just ready to do it. Man, when you recognize that, get in it. Okay, I mean, even if you're just sitting and observing, that's going to get on you. I mean, the Holy Spirit is just there. We were slathering oil all over everyone. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful time. Jesus is so good. Healing deep wounds and offenses. You know, every one of us has a destiny. And the enemy often will attack us at the door of our destiny. The thing that we are created to do, the desires and the dreams that God has placed in our heart, there could be a giant standing there right at the door. Okay, that we, and this is just part of the Christian journey. An offense can come right at the door, and often it comes through a person. It's just part of learning not to depend on people because people are human. But fully casting all that we are in dependence on our relationship with the Lord. Let's talk about who you are. Part of your identity is that you are sanctified. And we're going to go into this for just a couple of minutes, what sanctification is. Because as you came into Christ Jesus, the Bible says, let me find it, 1 Corinthians 6:11. You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So this word sanctification, it means that you have been set apart for a holy purpose. God has separated us as believers in Jesus Christ and through his blood from the ways of the world. And we are now set apart as holy unto God for a purpose. There is a divine destiny. And when God dreamed of us back before the creation of the world, he saw the works that he was going to have us walk in, the things that we were created uniquely in him to fulfill our life dreams, desires, and purposes in God. We were set apart into that. If you go into Exodus 31:13, this is one of the compound names of the Lord that we find in the Old Testament, where he says, I am Yahweh Mekadeshim. I am Jehovah who sanctifies. I am the Lord God who sanctifies you. So it's not just what God does, it's his name and it's his character and who he is. So the closer that we become to the Lord, we end up finding out what we're created for. We find out what our purpose is in God. And I mean, we start to dream. It's like, hey, I think I could really become something. I think I could really do something with my life and do something for the kingdom of God. That is normal for the Christian to be able to dream big. Okay? God needs people who will dream big. But oftentimes, as we are coming into that destiny and in that place, that there might be a giant in the land that we've got to drive out. There might be offenses that come that try to stand in the doorway of us passing through that. And part of the ministry that we saw the other night was releasing people from those hurts, wounds, and offenses. One of the young women had some things spoken over her by someone in a position of authority, and it stopped her for 7 or 8 years from fulfilling one of these dreams in her life. So, you know, whether it's a parent, a teacher, an employer, maybe even someone who is in spiritual ministry as an authority, you know, we have to be very, very careful about what we say to our children, you know, to our employees, to our students, or, you know, the people that we lead. Because if we're doing ministry correctly, we are pulling them in to their God-given assignment. The prophecy scripture that is found in Corinthians says, he who prophesies speaks exhortation, edification, and comfort to men. The things that we speak over them are to call out what's in them, and then we use words that help push them into their purpose. That's how we know if we're doing ministry correctly. There's fivefold gifts of Christ when he ascended. It's found in Ephesians. It says that he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. I mean, if we're doing ministry correctly, we are pushing the next generations into what they're called to do. Okay? We'll go there in a minute too. Just so overflowing with stuff. So, if you've been sanctified, you have a destiny, you have a purpose, and oftentimes offenses can come that God wants to release you from so that you can move into your purpose. And God wants to speak the truth over you. If with the offense comes a lie that says, oh, you can never do that. You will never be what your heart dream is. And that's just from the pit of hell. And, you know, if we don't allow the body of Christ to help us get free from some of that stuff, it's like we'll never walk fully in the thing that God has created us for. So this whole thing about taking off the grave clothes, getting free. How do you get free? Well, something that I found that works really well is if you will take either the person who spoke something to you that hurt you or their action and just hold it in your hand, take all their words, all the memories, and just hand that to Jesus and say, Father, I forgive. And you can fill in the blank, whoever that is or whatever it is that was done to you. And then you say, Father, through the blood of Jesus, I release myself from those words, or I release myself from those actions. Okay? You're set apart to holiness, sanctified unto the Lord. Okay? Fully dependent on him. You're not dependent on people. Man, it's God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. He'll use people, but it's the Spirit of God in you that's going to do it, okay? Then bless that person that's offended you. Just speak blessings. God, they need grace. They need your love. Lord, they need to prosper and every, you know, just think of different ways that you would want to bless that person. And then invite the Holy Spirit in to give you his truth. You know, God, what do you say over me? What do you believe about me? Because I'll tell you what, God believes more about us than we believe about ourselves. And I believe that, you know, God doesn't put limits on us to keep us small. And you know, if we're in a position of leadership and we want to keep people small, something wrong, okay? Because greater works, Jesus, again, you know, he says, greater works than these will you do because I go to the Father. He gave us permission to do even greater things than he did, okay? And so to me, this is the heart of the kingdom, is that we would actually be entrusted with the Spirit of God living in us. Did God not design his people for greatness? Did he not equip the fullness of God to dwell in us? I mean, that's a pretty big package right there that he's entrusted us with. He believes something about us and what we're able to do in the earth. He believes it about all of us, anyone who names the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, going back to the offense thing, just remember, you know, if there's been anyone that has offended you, remember that they're human, okay? And again, it teaches us to depend more on God and not get locked into being dependent on people, okay? I mean, God has placed people and authority figures in our life, but he wants us dependent upon him. Okay. There's a quote that I like from Steve Backlund. You know, it's talking about not keeping people small. Remember, God didn't do that with us. But Steve Backlund says, high-level leaders have high-level beliefs about people and the people that they lead. Basically says, I believe you can do this, and I believe you can go beyond even what I've done. Come on, everyone says, you know, my ceiling is your floor. And that's basically what it means. And here's something that I want to deposit into some of the older leaders. I'm having a birthday this month. My goodness. I'm getting more gray hair. You know, our reward is not in holding on to what God has placed into us. Our reward, actually, as we mature, it is in the release of it into the next generations. You know, if we just hang on to everything God's done in us and never want to impart it to the next generation, something's wrong, okay? That means our ministry is all about us and it's not about the kingdom. But kingdom ministry releases to the next generations and is willing to let go. And that doesn't mean we lose what we have. It just means that we're being good stewards of what has been entrusted to us because it's not ours. It belongs to the kingdom. Therefore, Father says, okay, now you need to impart to your younger, you know, spiritual sons and daughters. Okay? That's doing ministry correctly as well, being able to let go. Because our reward then is in the letting go. All right? So that baton can run on for the kingdom. All right? It's a difference in whether or not we're building the kingdom of me or we're building the kingdom of thee, you know, thy kingdom come. This is a great scripture. It's found in 1 Corinthians 4:15, where it says, Though you may have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. Because, I mean, we're living in an age where the instruction is all out there. I mean, it's on the internet. There are books. There are podcasts. There are sermons on YouTube. There are churches. All the instruction we could ever need is out there. We do not lack for instruction. There's a lot of instructors. But there's not very many spiritual moms and dads who are willing to come alongside the next generation and impart what God has done in our lives into them. And of course, I know that, you know, the younger generations, they've got to humble themselves to receive it, you know. maybe they need to hear this message too, you know, that if, you know, someone who is a spiritual mom and dad, they can save you years by imparting what they have learned. I mean, if every young generation has to learn it all on their own, that really takes a lot of time in the kingdom. And God has designed a way to let lessons get through to save you years of tribulation, years of trials, if you can humble yourself and receive from someone who's been through it. Okay? It's just a humble heart that's willing to receive from the older generations. It works both ways. So, this spiritual stuff, I've heard it said it's not taught, it's caught. And I believe that. I mean, you can take all the teaching in the world and you can apply it and you can learn it. You can cultivate it. It takes longer. But man, if you're alongside someone who's already got victory in that area, that oil that is on them gets on you. And it's like all of a sudden, everything that they have cultivated and walked in, you just caught it. Okay? It's like the things of the spirit are contagious. That's why spiritual mothers and fathers and spiritual sons and daughters are meant to be together so that the anointing can be passed on. It's a spiritual thing of the kingdom. You know, it's not just all head knowledge. There's actually spirit and truth. Okay. So I don't know where you are in all of this. I don't know if the condemnation, the guilt spoke to you, or maybe a place of wounding where you just need the grave clothes removed. I mean, we're actually called to remove the grave clothes from people and help them get free, remove the face covering so that they can walk in the thing that God has given for them. Oh my gosh, it's such a joy to minister to people and, you know, just to hear the testimonies that are coming from Saturday night about how God has used that in their life. He's so worthy of praise. So Heavenly Father, you are amazing. You're excellent, Father, in all your ways, in all the ways that you work in the body. Thank you, Jesus, for raising us from the dead. Thank you for placing people in my life to help remove the grave clothes. Father, I pray for more opportunities to remove grave clothes off of people. I pray for more opportunities, Father, to impart what you've done in my life. Father, raise up spiritual mothers and fathers. Help them to not be afraid to release what you've given to them as good stewards of the grace of God. And Father, we pray for the next generations, just for the humility of heart, Lord, to ask and to receive, God. Raise them up strong. Father, as spiritual leaders and mentors, give us wisdom in our words, Father, that our words would exhort, edify, and bring comfort. Help us not to wound people, God, with our words. And Father, we just thank you so much that you've forgiven us. Help us to be good forgivers as well, God, to release people from their offenses. And Holy Spirit, I pray for those who are listening. I just pray for supernatural downloads of truth, what you want to speak over them, their identity, what you have set them apart to, what you've set them apart from, okay? But what they are called to be in their destiny, God. Just pray, open doors, Lord, for people to walk into the thing that they've been created for. Thank you, God. Father, wherever they go, whether it's in the schools, their workplaces, their churches, when they're out in stores, God, I don't know where all you've called these people to. But Father, would you manifest through them what they are designed to do for the kingdom? It's for your honor and your glory, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Okay, we're off to a good start this week. Until next time.